How's it going? This is Eric Louvier. In this episode, I want to record a PDF that I wrote. This started out as an email that I was sending out to my list, and I had just a few things that I wanted to express to my list in an email. And then the email got long, and then it got longer. And then I decided, you know what? Let's just turn this into a PDF. And so it turned into about a 6-page report, and I sent it out to my list, and people really liked it. I got a lot of feedback from people. A lot of people reached out to me and told me what it is they were going to do, including a lot of clients of mine. So I want to go ahead and read this report to you. I'm not the greatest reader in the world, but I'm going to do my best to go through this report and read it to you. Because, you know, I don't know about you, but I like to listen to audiobooks and listen to podcasts, and I'm more an auditory learner than a reader learner. So I will usually go for an audiobook faster than I'll go for, you know, a book to read. Because I can listen to the book, you know, while I'm exercising or, you know, doing whatever, you know, with my headphones. So maybe you're the same way. So I'm going to go ahead and read this. So let's have some fun. So starts out, howdy. This started out as an email I was going to merely send out to my list since they have not heard from me in a while, but it turned into something bigger than just an email. So I put it in PDF format for you. Enjoy. And it starts out, I just got back from a massive workout. And I mean, sweat pouring all over the place type of workout. I mean, it felt really, really good. And I said to myself, you know, this working out feels so great. And I just love the way I feel. Why don't I do this daily? Why don't I do this more often? Do you feel that way? However, the next day comes and I'm worn out, tired, and it takes a lot more recovery for me to recover from the workouts than when I was in my 20s. So I'll go work out. I'll get after it. I'll pump iron and really get after it. And it feels great, but then it's the next day that makes it really hard, or the day after that, the next couple of days, that makes it really hard for me to get my butt back in the gym because I'm just so worn out. So it takes longer at my age to recover from the workouts, and that's what the true problem is. So listen, I felt so good from this workout that I had to go ahead and write you. It was like just sort of like a tidal wave of thoughts and inspiration and empowerment just rushed into my mind and into my soul, and I just had to express this to you. So anyway, here's what I'd like to start out with in this report. Most likely, you are making a huge mistake in your online ventures and in your business, and you may not even truly realize what this huge mistake is. So let's go ahead and unpack this and really dig in, because it's that important, and I've seen this happen for years. So first, let's look at the experienced marketers online and the online entrepreneurs who are successful. Many of them will get a wild idea in their mind, like the movie Inception. We'll get this wild idea in their mind, and I'm this way. And then that idea just sort of engulfs them. Like it just takes over. The idea just takes us over. And then the idea completely overtakes us so much that we get this huge rush of excitement, this jolt of motivation. So chemicals are released from the brain. It's probably dopamine and serotonin and all that good stuff. And then we get excited to the point that we just have to take action. Like it's an absolute must that we take action on this idea that has been implanted into our minds and our souls. We got to. We cannot deny it. To not take action on this wild idea would be to deny us of like our own breath. Hey there, listen, I have a commercial for you right now. But this is one of those commercials that you don't want to like ignore. This is one of those commercials that's like an irresistible opportunity. What I want you to do is go to my website, clientamplify.com. Go over there and opt in with your name and email address. It's completely free. And watch the masterclass that I've recorded for you on how to get clients, how to get more clients, high ticket, high quality, high net worth winners as clients, how to get them with LinkedIn and Facebook and other methods. This is what I do, and I've done it to generate millions of dollars for myself of net income And I teach it all there inside a flagship program called Client Amplify. I teach a free masterclass that is worth more valuable than most of the courses that you're going to find out there on how to get traffic and leads and high-end clients. I really spill my guts there for free. It's 100% no cost for you. And if you haven't gone and gotten that masterclass, make sure you do that now. You don't want to miss out on that, okay? Now let's get back to the content. That's my commercial. Was it pretty good? That was pretty good. Clientamplify.com. Go over there. Check it out. Now back to the show. It's that important. It's like we cannot function until we do something towards this idea and start taking action towards this idea. And sometimes we have to put so much action into this idea, like right now, that we exhaust ourselves. Like I might get a really grand idea that engulfs me and just takes over, and I got to work on it right now. And the next thing you know, I've been working on it for 8 hours straight, barely took time to use the restroom or grab a snack. And my wife and family have to pull me away from it because it's that obsession. So we cannot stop until we are exhausted. So a lot of times I'll just do it until I just can't do it anymore. And it's that type of motivational factor. And when I think back over my career, those were the times that I had big, huge paradigm shifts in my life and in my career. So the entire world has to stop so we can pursue this new grand idea that is overtaking us. Does this sound familiar to you? If not, it's okay. But this is how many marketers and entrepreneurs are. I noticed this within myself, of course, and a lot of other my colleagues and friends and business people that I know of. So if you were to take the Kolbe Strength Finders test, Kolbe with a K, K-O-L-B-E, Strength Finder, this would be called a quick start personality trait. And if you've taken this test, you know what I'm talking about. Well, I scored a 10 on the quick start section. I mean, it's on a scale of 1 to 10. So I scored a 10, which really, if they went up higher than that, I would score a 20 because I'm that fast to take action. And I'll figure it out later on. And that's really worked well for me. You know, I have this. It's been certainly instrumental in my achievements in life, being able to quickly take bold and brave and courageous action like a gunslinger. That's what I'm all about. And there's many people out there like me. However, there are some negatives to this quick start personality trait as well, such as you can often get yourself into trouble by biting off more than you can chew, by overwhelming yourself, by putting too much on your plate, by being unorganized and unstructured, and acting before you think or putting your foot in your mouth like I often do. So there's some pros and cons to these personality traits. And however, though, this is certainly me, and this is a lot of the people that I know that I've seen succeed. They have this quick start mentality to themselves. And I think it's better to have that than the ulterior, which I'll talk about here in a minute. So listen, many of the people I know who are like this tend to achieve big time results quickly. If they can focus long enough to complete the project or the idea, then they can succeed because they take quick action. And sometimes they don't finish, but they just only take enough quick action, decisive, bold, courageous, quick action, that they get some kind of result that helps them to continue to catapult themselves to taking more and more action. In other words, I might throw something out to my list and promote something for them to buy so fast that I don't even have the product created yet. And when people buy, then I go and create the product and I promote it more and more and more. You see? So it was enough quick, decisive action that I got results, which forced me, I would say to myself, this thing has legs. This has a lot of legs. People are really responding to this. This is what people want. So let me go all in even more and just keep going. So that served me well. But it's also not worked out so well in that I've done stuff where I put it out there. It didn't really sell that well. So it's like, I don't really want to do this now. You see, so that's also the negative side of it. So this isn't in the report. I'm just kind of talking to you as I'm reading through this. So let's flip this for a moment. So keep on listening. What about the people who are not quick start personalities? Are you wondering that to yourself? What about the perfectionists or the overanalyzers or the overthinkers out there? Well, many of them will outthink themselves out of income. They will outthink themselves and outanalyze themselves and get in their own way to prevent achievement completely. And they do this often. I see many out there who just cannot seem to get anything off the ground ever. They're constantly working on the next thing, the next thing, the next thing, the next thing, the next thing. And they never get to the point where they actually accept money or put a buy now button out there or go all the way to the end, to the finish line. They go right up there to the finish line. They can smell it. They can see the red tape. The finish line. Everyone's clapping and applauding them for taking all this massive action, for finally doing what they've been talking about doing. And then they decide not to go through the finish line and go back the other direction. That happens a lot. And they exhaust themselves with new ideas, then taking those new ideas and tweaking them and tweaking them and tweaking them, making them better and better and better and better and now even better. It's got to get better. I got to make it better. People are going to buy this. I don't want to embarrass myself by having an inferior product. So then by the time the idea is ready for prime time, a new and better opportunity shows up, or they change their mind on the first idea because they found something they didn't like about the first idea. Does this sound familiar? It's like, I have a great idea up until the point where people start responding and ready to buy. Then you realize like, I don't really like this. It may be too much work. It may be biting off too much to chew. I don't know if people are going to dig it. I don't really like these people. So there's all kinds of reasons to start showing up to sabotage the idea in the business. This is a cycle. It's a vicious cycle that can last a decade. It can even last a lifetime. Where an ambitious and talented and knowledgeable person filled with skills takes action, but does not translate any of that action into actual results like cash flow. Does that sound familiar? If this sounds like you, then this is a problem. This is a big problem that needs to be fixed, and it needs to be fixed badly. Do you find yourself getting in your own way all the time? You're in your own head? Do you talk yourself out of things all the time? Do you second guess yourself all the time? Just when something seems to be working, you stop doing it and change your mind, tweak and pivot in a different direction. Does that sound like you? Do ventures sound fantastic up until the point it starts working? Then you think this is too much work, or this is not worth the money, or this will be too hard to handle. These are thoughts of sabotage, and they prevent so many ambitious and talented and willing people and driven people from succeeding. And I'm talking about very ambitious, very intelligent, smart, talented, skilled people who I call sleeping giants. They just need to get out of their own friggin' way. This is a hard pill to swallow or accept. Most people don't like to look in the mirror like this and accept this. And I'm giving some tough love out here, but I know this is true because I've seen it so many times. I've helped thousands of people over the past 14 years, but also because of myself too, noticing this within myself, within my clients, within my peers, within partners, within friends. So it's such a detriment to success. I just had to express it to you. So if this report or this recording just helps one person realize this is what's holding them your dreams back, then writing this and recording this was well worth it for me. And I already know at the time of recording that this has helped a lot of people because they expressed it to me. So get out of your own head and just sell, baby. This is where my motto, just sell, baby, came from. You see, for years now, I've had countless clients, tons of partners, affiliates, customers, friends, who constantly give me every friggin' excuse in the book. Excuses such as, I had something in my personal life come up, or I got sick, or I got distracted. I have been waiting for blank to be over with. A wedding, a divorce, things like that. I had to go out of the country. I hear that one a lot. Well, I had to go out of the country. Well, I go out of the country and I still get things done. I had to move. That's a common one. I had to move. Well, I've moved a bunch of times. No big deal. Keep on trucking. I had to take care of my wife, my husband, my uncle, my mom, my dog, my goldfish. That's common. I had to work extra hard this month on, blank. Project, business, partnership, dissolving a company, so on and so forth. Something that takes a lot of extra work. Taxes. I had to get my site finished. That's a real big excuse. As soon as my site's finished, then I'll take action. I'm waiting on blank. So it's just, people have these types of excuses where there's something going on that's preventing them from taking action. And as soon as that thing, that something is done with, then they'll take action. The only thing is, as soon as that A thing is done, the B thing shows up, and then now that's taking up all your time and focus and energy. So look, I'm not pointing my finger at you. I'm guilty of this stuff as well. I'm just saying, after many years of hearing these things, I found myself saying, just sell, baby. As in, just put something out there for sale already. Stop waiting and sabotaging things and trying to be Mr. or Mrs. Perfect. Stop trying to create these world-renowned masterpieces or world-class, world-changing innovation. And just sell something, anything. Just sell something. I don't care what it is. Sell something, anything. I hear people all the time say something that sounds to me like, I'm getting ready to just get ready to one day be ready to get ready to go for it. Soon. Soon, I'm about to be ready. Just one more month because I have to do blank first. Then I'll be ready. Finally, I'll be ready. So basically, people are getting ready to get ready to be ready to get ready. They're just constantly in the get ready phase. It's kind of funny, but it's true. I find people who have invested, you know, like $10,000 or more into their websites, and they still don't even know if the offer is going to sell yet or not. But they flooded their, you know, money at a website creation. And what's worse than spending $10,000 on a website is they've invested 10 months of their lives getting ready to get ready to one day be ready to get ready or into their websites. Time is worth money. And if you've been at this for years now, then that's worth an absolute fortune. So maybe it's been 10 years and not 10 months that you've been putting time into this dream, into this goal, into this direction. And after 10 years, you're not there yet. What are those 10 years of time worth? Because you can get your $10,000 back that you put into your website. You can always go make more money, but you don't get time back. You cannot make more time. So therefore, understand this. You've got to get to market fast and sell now, right now, ASAP, versus waiting and delaying another week or another day or another month or another year. Do it now. Sell it now. The clock is ticking. You don't have time. So sell it now. And if it sells, then turn it into a masterpiece. But don't go try to create a masterpiece first and then finally sell it and accept the cash, because they ain't never going to happen. If it takes more than a week or two to get to market, then you might be doing this wrong. Now, that's not always the case. Like if you're creating software and you're having programmers create it, then, but you better know that that software is going to sell. Okay, before you pour in all that time, energy, and money and resources, you should be looking at other competing products out there, like other software, and making sure that they're selling well before you go and create your software, so you can assure yourself that you will likely sell, that there's a demand for this, and so you're just going to supply it. But if you go out there and try to reinvent the wheel and create some dynamic product that doesn't exist, and you don't even know if the market's going to resonate with it and buy it or not, then you can stand to lose a whole lot of money. If I'm investing in your business, and there's no competition out there and there's no proof of concept, then I'm not investing, because the chances of failing miserably are sky high, especially if you haven't succeeded as an entrepreneur before for many years. So you can ask yourself that question. This isn't in the report. You can ask yourself the question is, would you invest in that business? Well, I guess you would, because you're investing in it, but you can ask 10 other investors and they wouldn't. It's kind of like the show Shark Tank, when all the entire cast there decides to not invest in something because they all see the problems. All in all, you've got to just sell, baby, and sell it as soon as possible. If the offer is great, if you've got a really great offer, then you can write it down on a napkin and people are going to buy the snot out of it. You can just tell me what the offer is, or the whole cast of Shark Tanks, and we'll be like, let's do it. Let's invest. In fact, they'll be feeding on trying to get you to go with them. So if it's a really good offer, you don't need all the sizzle, fluff, and hype and $10,000 websites. It could be written on a napkin and people will buy it. In fact, I've had people buy my workshops not more than once that I did here in Austin, Texas, and there was no sales letter or website or anything at all. I just sent out emails and told them, let me know if they want a ticket to the workshop. This has happened for products and stuff that I've sold in coaching programs as well. There's no website. Someone's like, oh, is there a website or some information I could look at? No, there's not. Are you in or are you out? and they buy. And I'm talking about $10,000 per person type offers. No website. So, and this is $10,000 plus they had to pay for their flight and their hotel and hotel food and drinks and all that. So again, let me ask you this. What you waiting for? What are you waiting for? Perfection? The right timing? Listen, some of my biggest hits were ideas I tossed together in an hour and put out there to my list and to the market without much thought or preparation. I just put it out there. Other offers and even entire businesses, I put in an incredible amount of thought, effort, meeting, tweaking, planning, tweaking some more. And those offers and businesses bombed. I mean, crash and burn bombed after putting in my heart, blood, sweat, tears, soul, and a lot of money and time. Burn, crash and burn, baby. Just like famous rock singers or musicians, they might spend a year on a song or an album that ends up bombing and nobody listens to it or buys it. Crash and burn. However, their biggest flagship career song was written on the back of a 12-pack of beer carton on a bus at 3 o'clock in the morning because the singer could not sleep and had a migraine. So again, what you persist, resist. What resists, persists. So if you're trying to push really, really hard and grind really, really hard, that's not the way to do it. You want to take action, but you want to hold on loosely. Don't get so emotionally worked up about what it is that you're selling, because then you're sure to sabotage it. Or it's just not going to work. You got to do it in kind of a nonchalant, excited, positive way. It's kind of hard to put in English words, so let me try to unpack this for you. Let's look at nature. Nature is not forced. The birds, they don't try to fly, they just fly. And fish don't force themselves to swim, they just swim. And flowers don't grind away to bloom, they just bloom. That's how it is in nature. It just is a flow. And this is how it is in business too. I call it Godspeed. You know, God is not in a rush, not hasty and crazy. It's easygoing and it's a flow, in my opinion. And in business and in success, achievement, you don't need to grind away and hustle your way desperately and hastily and frantically to achieve, to ultimate achievement. You might think you need to. And of course, if you think you need to, well, thoughts are real things. You likely have to grind to make it happen because that's what you're thinking you need to do. I never feel like I'm grinding. I'm having fun. Like right now, this isn't a grind for me to record. This is fun. It wasn't a grind to write this report to you either. It's incredibly enjoyable to me to do that. So you may love the report. You may love this recording. But for me, I loved making it. It wasn't a grind.
Yeah, I know you want to make the cash flow. We gonna show you how to do it right now. Pronto, Eric Louvier, time to get hype. You should come and join now. Client Amplify, the 7-figure business coach. Time to get you more clientele. We'll show you the ropes. Facebook, marketing, all the advertising. Social media, watch your clientele rising. Yeah, you got the power is what I'm trying to tell you. We want to amplify, take it to the next level. ClientAmplify.com. Let's go.
There was a flow to it. I mean, it's 11 o'clock in the morning right now. I just had coffee. About to go work out as soon as I finish doing this again, even though I'm sore. But it's like art. It's expression, and it makes me feel incredible to write and to record. I love writing. I love recording. Now, I don't love recording videos, but I love recording audios like I'm doing right now. I love writing like I did yesterday. But I mean, videos I don't like because I have to put up the lights and I got to, you know, shave and do my hair and look up. I hate all that. Like, I just want to roll, right? That's how I am. Speed. So, however, if I'm not in the mood and I don't want to write and I make myself write, well, it's not going to be any good. Or maybe it won't be as good. And my results won't be stellar, most likely. It's not that I don't work hard at times. I do. But it's easy going and I love it. It's just a flow. Or I do the best I can to be in a flow state. Does it make sense? This is after many years of being an entrepreneur and realizing, like, there's so many examples and memories that pop in my head of times where I was grinding and just let go, went and played with the kids or went skiing or went fishing or something. And then all of a sudden it just unfolded so much easier. And I thought to myself, what was I doing grinding? That's not the way this works. Okay, so it's a flow. This is also why working with partners over time has not been my favorite thing to do, because my timeline is not my own. It's theirs too. In other words, they need me to deliver on my end in a timely fashion, that's not a problem. My clients need that as well. It's not a problem. That's not what I'm talking about. However, if it does become a problem, like let's say someone's just constantly pounding me every day and night about, you know, doing things, then it becomes more of a grind. And, you know, that's not what I want. If I have to grind because that leads to burnout, then I'm not going to want to do it. So it's got to be a flow. Okay, this is why I don't make a good employee. But like, let's say I'm not grinding all week long, but then on Thursday afternoon at 2 p.m., I come back from fishing with Julian, my son, and then all of a sudden I fire up the computer and I knock out a bunch of stuff from 2 p.m. to 8 p.m. that day on a Thursday. And that time that I spent on that was worth a week worth of grinding in just 4 hours or 6 hours. You see what I mean? And the results from those 6 hours of inspired work is worth a fortune compared to a month worth of grinding. Do you see my point? So if it's in my wheelhouse and I feel empowered to put in a ton of effort and time and energy and I'm on fire and I dig it and I dig the people I'm working with or for, then boy, is it ever fulfilling. Does that make sense? Let's talk about sabotaging ideas. Sabotaging ideas is a grind. So know what you want and then go for it and flow. Know what the outcome is that you want and go for it and flow, okay? Don't do it in a hasty, grinding, difficult, hardworking, sweating kind of way that's unfulfilling. Do it in a flow, happy, inspired state. I call this like having a lot of life force within you. I love the word life force. It's like having a lot of life force within you to just go for it. Life force is hard to put into words, in English words, but it's an enthusiasm. It's a vibe. It's a vibration, if you will. It's a way of being. It's an energy. It's an energy within you that is full of life, full of creativity and inspiration and innovation. It's full of drive. It's where you're pulled to do something because you want to do it. It's being empowered, and it's upper level thinking and upper level being. And it's where you're pulled to do something as opposed to forcing yourself to do something that you don't want to do. You know, like if I don't want to do mountain climbers when I'm working out, I'm not going to do mountain climbers because I enjoy doing curls and lifting weights and, you know, doing planks and doing certain things. But if mountain climbers I just don't like and I really dread it, I ain't doing it. Until one day, I like it. But right now, I don't like it. You see what I mean? So that's more of a grind. I'm still burning calories doing other stuff. You see my point? So it's doing things in a certain way. It's attracting what you want. It's being in alliance, aligned up. You're aligned up with your true self, your flow, and with nature, and with God, and with the direction you want to go. I hope you know or can feel what I'm talking about here because it simply doesn't translate into English words that explain it properly. But I bet you know what I'm talking about. It's a flow because you've been there before. We're all human. We've had these moments. It's like being in the zone, right? It's having more life force about you. Like right now, if you want to increase the life force about you, you could do that. Like let's say you feel depressed. Well, you could change that. You can do some deep breathing exercises, which I could do a whole podcast on the benefits of deep breathing. It's really, really helped change my life over time. But you could do some deep breathing exercises, and in 5 minutes, you're not going to feel depressed anymore. You could get on the floor and do some push-ups. You can stand up straight, look up into the sky or the ceiling, smile, and you'll instantly feel better because you're changing your physiology. You're changing your physical being. You're changing your state. You're changing your flow. You're adding more life force. You can deep breathing, smile, have a little twinkle to your eye, and focus on what you want as opposed to what you don't want. Start focusing on thriving, not surviving. And that'll make a big difference. Everything works when you're in this state. It's a flow. It's a life force flow. Just getting more creative is going to get people to come to you. They're going to be attracted to you. Your customers are going to be attracted to you. And when they show up, bill them. When they show up, you got to have something for sale. Okay, that's going all the way through to the finish line. So things just happen for you. It's like the resistance is lifted and things just fall in your lap. But not if you quit. However, none of that works, flow, law of attraction, vibration, none of that works if you keep quitting on yourself. Cash flow is not going to show up and it's not going to flow for you if you don't flow yourself. Get in the flow. It takes courage to launch that offer. It takes even more courage to accept the income that comes from the offer that you launched. I see a lot of people launching offers and then they quit as soon as the customers show up. Again, you're attracting them. Bill them when they show up. That's going through the finish line. So you may have a lot of people that, I see a lot of people that do podcasts and they get a big audience, or they do Facebook Lives every friggin' day and they get an audience, but they don't have anything for sell. I don't even know what they sell. I'm like, why are you doing Facebook Lives? I see you every day. What's for sell? Sell something. So it's one thing to build an audience. It's one thing to chase significance. It's another thing to chase vanity and significance and not sell people something. Again, just sell, baby. One of my friends and clients reached out and said he did $36,000 last week during a down economy and a freaked out economy. And he's like, people are still buying during a depression. I'm like, because you're selling. Just sell, baby. So many people are preventing themselves from selling because they're like, oh, nobody's going to buy. Poor me. Poor the economy. Poor the government. Poor this, poor that. And then, well, how do you know? You're not even selling anything. Nobody even knows what you sell. They're like, what do? Means they don't know what you sell, which means you might be going all the way to the finish line and not running through the tape, the finish line tape, the ribbon, whatever it's called. Soon, that courage that you take to take action and build them when they show up and sell them something, that courage turns into confidence. And then you can sell at ease for years to come. Like, I personally can launch a new offer right now, get paid, deliver without blinking an eye or thinking about anything of it. Just sell, baby. I can sell right now in my sleep and not worry about a thing. That's because I've done it like a billion times for 100 years now, okay? It feels natural for me. I can sell anything I want in my sleep. Just sell, baby. In conclusion, let me end this quick report with this. If you launch an offer to the market and nobody buys it, who knows that nobody bought it? Just you. I mean, unless you go out there and tell people, look, I did this launch and nobody bought my offer, no one is going to know that it didn't sell. So let me repeat that. If you sell something to your list or to the marketplace and not a single person buys it from you, the market doesn't know that nobody bought it. They're going to assume that people bought the offer from you. So if you're worried about what the market thinks, what people think or friends or peers think, they don't even know that no one bought it unless you tell them. So what if you sell something and not a single person buys it and you don't tell anyone that nobody bought your thing? They're just going to assume that it sold well. So I found that thought to be refreshing because a lot of times we are more concerned with what other people think than we are the actual cash flow or success of our business offer. We are more concerned about others seeing us as failures or embarrassing ourselves and people saying that we failed and pointing their finger at us and laughing at us than we are even for the cash flow or even the success of that business. Does that make sense? I also hear a lot of people use morals as an excuse. Okay, let me explain that one. I gotta explain that one out. Okay, they'll say something like, I must make sure that my product is superior before I provide it for customers because I have high morals and it must work for them and it must be a masterpiece if my name is going to be attached to it. That's cute and all, but that's an excuse. I mean, of course we want to deliver high quality. That's a given. We want to give extreme value and blow our customers away. That's a damn given. It's automatic. It's expected. It's a given. We all know that. Duh. However, it's an excuse. Sorry, not sorry. It's just an excuse. Morals. Ha. It's an excuse, Mr. Righteous One. It's an excuse. All right, let's end this with a closing statement. Just like there are houses for only the rich, like there are houses and mortgage lending programs, super jumbo loans for only the rich. There are different rules for the rich. Well, there are different rules for entrepreneurs, top entrepreneurs, compared to working stiffs who have day jobs. And these entrepreneurial rules require you to sell something to play the game of being a business owner, because if you don't sell anything, you don't generate cash, and if you don't generate cash, you're out of business. So if you want to play this business owner game and play at the big boy table, the big high stakes table, then you have to just sell, baby. It's not for 95% of the people on the planet, and that's okay, because 95% of the planet fill the roles of employees, and they are needed badly. We need employees. We got to have our teams. We got to have employees. We got to be able to execute, and we can't do it all by ourselves. So 95% of the planet would just rather be employees, and that's great, because none of this works without employee-minded people. And that's why 95% of people are employees and not business owners, because it's too hot in the kitchen. And that's great. That's fine, because we need the employees to fill that role. And there's a reason why the grand majority of people, by a landslide, 95% are employees on this planet and not business owners. Only 5% can be business owners, if that. Maybe 2.5%. And that's it. That's it. And the entire planet, all 8 billion people on the planet, only 3-5% or so can be business owners. That's it. And one of the biggest separators of all from the 95% to the 5% is this: the very small microscopic 5%ers sell stuff. And they don't fart around with excuses and moral high ground thoughts. They sell and they go get the cash flow as soon as possible. They don't wait for masterpieces. Just sell, baby. I'm out.